Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. It's 1800 453 106 as always. That's the number if you want to join us. Thanks to Adrian Kennedy and Anna Daly for filling in for the past couple of days. I was at Glastonbury. That's why I was off for the last few days. And it was absolutely incredible. It totally surpassed my expectations. The music was brilliant. From gig to gig, we saw Shania Twain, Dua Lipa, Sugar Babes. They totally underestimated the crowd for the Sugar Babes. It was twice what they'd expected. Block Party, London Grammar. But the standout act of the entire weekend was Coldplay on Saturday night. It was just unbelievable. And it was because of the volume of people, the sheer crowds of people that were there. And we were nearly at the very back of the pyramid stage because we couldn't get anywhere even near the middle, let alone the front. And when you turned around and you looked behind you, there was just crowds of people for fields and fields behind. It was the most remarkable sight I've ever witnessed at a concert. But it was just unbelievable from the very beginning to the end of the weekend. We did bump into friends at one stage who told us we were just really lucky with the weather. We were so lucky. It wasn't too hot and it wasn't cold and it didn't rain. So it was absolutely perfect. If you get an opportunity to go, I know tickets are hard got, but if you do get a chance, it's well worth it. It really is. But the one thing I'll say, the one thing I massively did underestimate is just the size. Like getting from one stage to another, it's at best an hour to get from like any of the main stages to another stage on site. At least even an hour and a half in some cases with the crowds and the droves of the 200,000 odd people walking from gig to gig. But it is pretty incredible. The best way I can describe it to you actually is to tell you that it's an endurance test. That's what it is. It's really an endurance test. And I'm sitting here today with a sore ankle that I sprained at some stage in some field over the weekend. So it's an endurance test that I failed, but it was definitely an absolutely superb weekend. That's my news from the past couple of days, but we've plenty to chat about between now and two today. Actually, really frightening story of a Cork woman who had both her legs amputated after insect bites in Ireland. We'll hear her story very shortly. We'll be talking about grandparents and whether they should be paid to mind their own grandchildren. And I'll be talking to some of the fairly eclectic mix of A-list celebrities involved in the Muff Liquor Company. The WhatsApp number, as always, that's 087 1400 106. If you want to send me a voice note or you can drop me an email, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I'm sure you've heard the news overnight. A man in his 80s died following a two-car crash in County Westmeath. That happened this morning. That's the second road fatality in the same area this week. I'm sure you also heard the really tragic news of a mum and an 8-year-old and her 8-year-old daughter who died in a car crash as well in County Mayo. Just really tragic news in the community there in Mayo this morning. Teresa O'Malley is the head of news for Midwest Radio. Teresa, what can you tell us? How is the community dealing with this?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. And well, the community, just a huge sense of sadness and shock right across the community. Swinford is the location that the mother and her daughter are from. They haven't been formally named as yet, but people right across the region know this mother and her 8-year-old child quite well, and she would have school friends. They were both very active in the community, and really devastation that has now occurred for their family and for their friends to have lost both of them so suddenly in an instant at about 5:45 yesterday evening as they were travelling along the N26 between Swinford and Foxford.
And I'm sure as well, and I know the details of those involved, Teresa, haven't been formally released, but we can well imagine that probably the summer holidays had just kicked off and started as well.
All of that, and the excitement of that for children and for an 8-year-old, you can well imagine it. And as I say, a child and a mother who were active in a number of different community events, and so for this to occur, it's just, I suppose, difficult to take in, and more so for the family, immediate family, of course. and for her and for their many friends. The lorry driver, it was a collision between a lorry and the car, and the mother and child were in the car, and a lorry driver was taken from the scene, and he's been brought to Mayo University Hospital. His injuries are believed to be not life-threatening.
Just an incredibly tragic and incredibly sad story emerging, Teresa, there from Mayo yesterday. One thing I did hear talk of this morning, the number of, I suppose really the concern, Teresa, for locals and people in the community in general and across many parts of County Mayo about the number of road fatalities.
Yes, so far this year, 13 people have died on roads in County Mayo, and that's the highest in the country at this point this year, and it's certainly not a statistic that Mayo is proud of in any way. And first and foremost, again, you know, sympathy to all the people who are trying now to survive, having lost loved ones in road collisions. It was just Sunday last, a man in his 80s died in a road collision on Achill Island. And so this is the third fatality in a few days. But as I say, 13 since the start of the year. And a mother and her two children, you might remember, died on the N17 in Mayo, just outside Claremorris a few months ago. And they were from Galway. And, you know, just the number then of single accidents as well. It's as I say, a statistic that nobody wants.
Francis Mitchell is with us as well, Teresa. Francis is the road safety officer with Mayo County Council. What's your reaction, Francis, to that statistic of the highest number of fatalities in County Mayo this year?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. And first off, I would just like to extend my deepest condolences to all of the family and friends of the victims involved in last evening's accident. The statistics are frightening at the moment, Andrea. There is no shadow of a doubt about that. This number is far too many and it's unacceptable. But I suppose the main focus of the Road Safety Office here in Mayo County Council is to try and bring those numbers down to the best of our ability. And I suppose the way that we're trying to do that is through continuous education and promotion of good road use for all road users. And we have very clear goals here in Mayo County Council in order to try and strive and get this through ongoing, you know, positive social media campaigns. You know, our campaigns are endless and our messages are for all ages. We do it through education from preschool right up to secondary level. You may have remembered we had a very successful ACTA roadshow here in April, which is aimed at our transition year students, which was very successful. We had almost 800 pupils from around the county who attended this roadshow, and we got very, very positive feedback from it. So we are striving to do our best to try and reduce these numbers.
I know the investigations and inquiries, Francis, will be ongoing into the the causes and the accidents, and you know, to try and determine what happened. So I know there's little you can say about the accidents that have happened most recently. But in general, what's the quality and condition of the roads like there?
Well, I mean, from my understanding, on the, we'll say, this particular stretch of road for yesterday evening on the N26, there was, you know, there is no high collision locations identified, you know, and I suppose, again, we have to look, I suppose, at promoting and educating our drivers. It's all about driver behaviour, you know, and getting the message across to all our road users.
Do you, is that something that you do as part of the road safety department, that you try or tend to identify points on routeways or roadways where there's high collision points that happen?
Well, safety, that will be done, Andrea, through by the TII. I suppose the purpose of my role here with Mayo County Council as Road Safety Officer is all about promotion and awareness of proper road safety and proper road usage.
1800 453 106 is the number, as always, if you want to get in touch with us. Just, Francis, hang on for a moment. I think we've got John with us on the line. John, I believe you're familiar with a lot of the routeways across County Mayo.
I am indeed. I was down there earlier on in April, And as I was driving along some of the R roads down in Mayo, I noticed that there's a huge lack of road signs. So if you're driving along an R road and there's a minor road coming out 300 yards ahead, there's no road sign telling you that minor road is coming ahead. You know, or a lot of them wouldn't, the minor roads coming onto the larger roads don't even have stop signs, they don't have yield signs. So I think Mayo County Council need to up their game when it comes to road signage in on the less roads, not the N roads. The N roads are very well marked, you know, and the white lines and those things in the middle of the road are very, very good. But the R roads, the lesser roads, and these are not small roads, but the roads into places like Pontoon and places like that. No road signs. I mean, you could have a junction coming out 300 yards ahead and you have no notice that it's coming. Most counties in Ireland would have, you know, a road ahead, T-junction ahead or a road joining ahead. That doesn't happen on those roads down there. And I think that's a very, very dangerous situation.
Is that the case, Francis?
I'm to be honest with you, Andrea, I'm not aware of it, but I will most definitely take your caller's views on board, and I can refer them on. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's sort of to John's point around road signage on roadways. Is that the role of the TII or the local authority?
It depends on the road, Andrea. So the national primary routes would be the TII and the local and tertiary roads would be the local authority.
Text in from a listener here who makes the point, just their own experience. They say there's very little oversight on roads in County Mayo. I lived there for 8 years. I haven't seen one guard the checkpoint, says this listener. Susan Gray is with us. Susan is from the Road Safety Group Park. Susan, your reaction, I suppose, first of all, to the tragic news in Mayo overnight.
First of all, thanks, Andre, for asking me on. Our condolences, first of all, to the four precious lives that were lost in the road in Mayo and West Meath in the last 24 hours. My heart goes out to them and their families. The suffering their families are going to go through is unbelievable.
It's a pretty startling statistic that was mentioned earlier that, you know, 13 fatalities on the roads across County Mayo so far this year.
Yeah, we collect stats, figures from the Gardaí every month, Andrea. And our research shows that up until the 3rd of July now, 13 precious lives were lost on Mayo Road. That's the highest in the whole country. And four in July alone, and we're only at the beginning of this month. Now, last year, for the whole of last year, Mayo seen 12 road deaths for the whole year. We've exceeded that. Mayo has exceeded that number already. And we're only halfway through the year. That's worrying. Now, our Road Safety Authority, the RSA's main headquarters is in Mayo and Ballina. We're calling them now to look at these figures. These precious lives have been lost. Five young people in Mayo alone this year to date, aged under 20. There was one, he was only a motorcyclist, 18 when he died. Two sisters, 14 and 9 years of age. Then a 17-year-old pedestrian. And now a little beautiful 8-year-old girl died alongside her mother yesterday in Mayo. It's horrific to wake up to these figures. These road death fatalities almost every morning. Simon Harris keeps saying he's going to make, that's our new T-shirt, he's going to make road safety a priority. And yet we continually contact the Road Safety Authority and the Minister for Transport for figures, up-to-date figures and information that we need. And we're not getting it, Andrea.
What information are you not getting, Susan?
Right, for starters, RSA wrote to Simon Harris in April and declared, none of us knew this, that there was 11 fatal crashes last year involving learner drivers. And given no other information except that this was very high, it was between 3 and 5 learners involved in fatal crashes in the last 4 years. Now, the RSA was before the Public Accounts Committee last Thursday, and Michael Ronan and the RSA updated this figure. So you really don't know what figures to believe. And he gives the figure of 15 learners involved in fatal crashes last year alone. 15. Now, we've asked the RSA 2 weeks ago, we wrote to them and asked, how many precious lives were lost in each of these collisions? How many people were seriously injured? How many of these learners, if any, were driving unaccompanied at the time? And when is the RSA going to put out these figures? Publish these figures.
Yeah. So this is what you're calling on the. This is what you're calling on the Road Safety Authority and the Taoiseach's department to do, Susan.
We wrote to. I spoke at the Ministerial Road Safety Committee meeting last November, and I put up serious concerns. And they've asked us to put our latest concerns in writing months ago, and they would give us updates. The Gardaí don't have instant access at the roadside to basic information from Transport's driver file database on the status of a licence or a learner permit in 2024. They are crying out for this to be able to access this information so they can do their job far quicker at the roadside. Okay. Insurance, motor insurance, are calling to get access to Transport's database on disqualified drivers. They don't know who's disqualified. The Gardaí want that information from Transport's driver file. We keep being told after meeting and meeting that it's on its way. There's a provision in last year's Road Traffic Act, the 2023 Road Traffic Act, to give this essential information to our Gardaí at the roadside and to motor insurance. And guess what, Andrea? We can't see any, very little progress, and they're not replying to give us progress report.
I'm sure they'll hear your plea loud and clear today, Susan. As you said, you're waiting to receive that information. We might touch back base with you a little later today to see if you get any update on that. Susan Gray from the Road Safety Group Park, Francis Mitchell there, who's the Road Safety Officer with Mayo County Council, Therese O'Malley, thank you too from Midwest Radio, and John for getting in touch with us. Another listener just makes the point that, you know, plenty of road signs across County Donegal, but they're all covered in bushes, trees, greenery. You can't cut edges at this time of the year. And that too is a big part of the problem.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.